God, praise God, praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand praise for our worship team leading us into the presence of the Lord. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Someone shout hallelujah. Come on, right there in your living room. Come on, shout hallelujah. Come on, shout Hosanna. Amen, amen. If you just logged in, my name is Pastor Brian, and we welcome you for broadcasting or experiencing with us this broadcast from Chapel of Change. I've got some of the live stream right now on my phone, and want to ask, go ahead and if you have not already, type in your name and what city you are watching us from, so I can give you some shout out. We have Bridget from Harbor City. We have Moses. We have Chorito from Hawthorne area. We have Patricia Martinez. God bless you. I think she's calling from Chino. I think that's Patricia, my cousin right there. I think. I can't see the picture right there. God bless you guys. Teresa, I believe you're calling from, you're watching from Norwalk, California. Jonathan out here. Jody from the LBC or Lakewood, one of them. Deidre from Lakewood. God bless you guys. Wow, we are just so touched by the Lord for everybody who is tuning in this morning. If you can, go ahead tonight, not right now or today, someone take a picture of you guys worshiping the Lord in your living room. Not right now, but you can take a picture now, but post it later on today so that we could see what God is doing in your living room. Before we get into the word this afternoon, a couple things I just want to kind of remind us about. This Friday is Good Friday, and my wife Laura and I are going to do a special broadcast with our worship team on Good Friday, this Friday, and we are going to lead you in communion. Yes, right where you're at. My wife and I will lead you in communion. You will take communion with your family in your living room, man. I'm excited for this. Kind of feels like the original Passover when all the people of God were in their homes. So I want to encourage you, get your bread, get your juice, get your cup, get your family ready. It is going to be this Friday at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. And while you're at it, I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube page. We have Chapel of Change TV on YouTube, and we post our recorded videos there every week, so you can go back and watch this again and share it with somebody. But I'm going to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube page, and then don't forget that on Sundays at 3:30 p.m., we broadcast our messages, our teachings on KKLA 99.5 FM radio. That's 99.5 FM radio. On Sundays at 3:30, we broadcast our teachings there. You can listen to it if you happen to be driving or on the computer. All you got to do is log in to the computer. Listen, we had a powerful time last Wednesday at our prayer and encouragement conference call. There was about maybe close to 100 people that called in, and we read the scriptures, my wife and I. We prayed. My wife led us in prayer. I led in prayer. And we just called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the protection of our doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers that are on the front line. Man, I'm hearing stories and stories. We even have nurses that are part of our church. And if you're watching right now, I want to just say God bless you. Our hearts and prayers are with you. We're praying that God protects you. You guys are on the front line. And if you're part of Chapel Change, or if you're a believer and you're a nurse or you're a doctor, wherever you're at, listen, I want to encourage you with these words. You are a missionary for the kingdom of God in that space wherever you're at. And the Lord has equipped you to be in that space as an ambassador of the kingdom of God. So whatever room you go into, whatever facility you go into that room with the confidence that you go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless all our healthcare workers who are on the front lines. And so I want to encourage you, call in. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m., my wife and I are going to host this prayer and encouragement conference call. We're believing that ultimately hundreds of people are going to call in. Last Wednesday, when we undid the mute button after we prayed, man, there was a chorus of amens and hallelujahs. It was kind of like a positive shock, and that kind of gave my spirit strength when I heard everybody yelling out, amen, hallelujah, over the phone. There was just this anointing that just kind of went from all of us to all of us. That was very powerful. So I want to encourage you to call in. With that said, the last thing I want to say before we get into the word, I've been listening to the presidential briefings, or the COVID-19 task force briefings all week long. And they did mention California as like a highlight, that the amounts of people being tested positive, even though we still have people being tested positive, but the number is slowing down. And so, man, I'm just praising the Lord for that God is kind of pausing it, slowing it down. And we're believing that ultimately God is going to wipe it out. And so I want to encourage you, just stay in prayer. And also, these next 2 weeks are critical weeks as we kind of fight against this virus. So I want to encourage you to remain vigilant in protecting yourself, in your hygiene. Remain vigilant, especially for these next 2 weeks. If you're part of our church and you're a senior citizen, or for some reason you're invalid and you can't get groceries, call us up and let us help you. Maybe we can go to the grocery store for you. You can go onto our website, chapelofchange.org. You have our email and our contact information there. We would like to serve you during these next 2 weeks. If you can't get out of your home, we want to be there for you, to the glory of God. Amen. Well, let's turn in our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. And if you have not done already, please hit share on your Facebook post so that other people can lean into this message. Please hit share on your Facebook post. We are going to be turning back to Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3. And at the start of this kind of COVID season, God gave me this verse for this season. And so I'm challenging you to go back to this verse, milk it for all it's worth. Like, just get the spiritual milk out of this verse. Make it your devotion. And so always remember that every time we open up the Word of God, it's an honor and it's a privilege, and there is transformation that takes place. And so Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 3, I'm going to encourage you, wherever you're at, if you're able, let us stand to our feet for the honor of reading God's Word. Go ahead, stand to your feet. Come on, little Raymond, if you're able, Ricardo, if you're able, Vanessa, if you're able, Carson Campus Children, Long Beach Campus Youth Ministry, if you're able in your living room, go ahead, stand. Come on, let's stand to our feet. Why do we do this? We do it to honor God's word. That's why we do that. This is the word of the King. So go ahead, stand to your feet if you're able. Now, remember, in this chapter, during this time, the people of God were experiencing major trouble in their life. Their daily life was disrupted. They had been taken away by the enemy and somewhat imprisoned, and they were going through trial and hardship, and they felt abandoned by God. Wow, they felt abandoned by God. I don't know if you ever felt as if God was 1,000 miles away, but they felt that like they were abandoned by God. And in the midst of this discouragement, The Lord gives them a word of fresh hope. In the midst of their hardship, God gives them a word of fresh hope that kind of strengthens their spirit and strengthens them. And I'm going to call this message today, One More Day Closer. One More Day Closer. That's the title for our message today. Someone say that with me. One More Day Closer. Come on, one more day closer. You're going to get what I'm talking about. So stay leaned into this message. Stay leaned in to this word. Let's read Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 3. But now, thus saith the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Get that. God is saying, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place. Let us pray. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for the power in your word. Teach us this morning. Feed us this morning. Give us understanding. Give us wisdom, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says, amen. Go ahead, have a seat in the presence of the Lord. God put in me a phrase or a word that I want to give to you for this season that you're in. As I look through this passage of Scripture, Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 3, and I glean from the teaching, and I glean from the revelation and the illumination of God's word. Here's the big idea for you in this season. You will get through this COVID-19 season. You will get through this COVID-19 season. Let me say that again, because I want to speak this into your heart. I want to speak this into your mind this morning. You will get through this. You will get through this. You will get through this. Now, you need to trust in God. You need to put your faith in God. You need to hold on to God. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel. You will get through this. It probably won't happen like you think it's going to happen, and it's not going to probably be quick, but the word of the Lord for you in this season is you will get through this. Someone give me like a cyber high five right now, just a cyber high five, because you will get through this. Now, I want to call your attention to the word of God. Because I'm not up here just to talk to you, just for the sake of talking to you. I'm up here to point you to the living word of God. As we look to Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 3, I want you to notice that in verse 2, there is a word that is repeated not two times, but three times. I want you to get this. I'm going to slow down because I need you to get this. In verse 2, there is a word that is repeated three times. And it is the word through. Someone say through. Someone say through. Come on, say through. Notice in verse 2, God repeats the word through three times. And I tell this to our church over and over again, and I'm not going to stop telling you. I'm going to tell this. You're going to get mad at me for saying this for so much, right? But you need to know, you need to get this. Anytime God repeats himself in the scripture, we need to stop, pause, and marinate on what God is saying, because repetition implies importance. Repetition implies importance. So when you read the Bible and you notice that God repeats himself in a section, whether it's a word or a phrase, don't just run through that. Pause. Stop. Marinate in it. Let it kind of like soak into you so you can get what God is saying. And I think, I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think God repeats himself because he knows some of us are hard-headed. He knows some of us are hard-headed. And so he loves us enough to repeat himself. Listen to what he says. He says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. He says, through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you pass through the fire, you will not be burned. Three times he uses that word through. Now, water in this context represents an overwhelming situation. All right? Rivers in this context represents a shaking situation. It represents a difficult situation. Fire in this context represents a oppressive situation, a consuming situation. Are you following along? Because you need to get the context of what he's talking about when he uses these metaphors, right? Water in this context represents an overwhelming situation. Rivers in this context represents a shaky situation. You ever went through the rapids, right? And you get tossed to and fro. And maybe you're in a situation right now where you feel tossed to and fro. God has a word for you. Maybe you're in a situation that is like a fire that is consuming you, that is oppressive, and you can't sleep at night. Maybe you cannot eat right now because the situation is oppressive to you. Listen, God has a word for you. He has a word for you. God has a word for you. God has given you this word. Through. 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 God is giving you this word. And may I remind you that one word from God can change your life forever. May I remind you that one word from God can heal you, deliver you, empower you. One word from God can set your feet upon a rock so that you're not shaken. Here's the word. Through. You will get through this. I want you to do me a favor. Point to the person sitting next to you and say, you're going to get through this. You'll get through this. Now, point to your spouse. You will get through this. Point to your kids. You will get through this. Come on, everybody in that living room, just point to each other. You will get through this. You will get through this. No, you will. No, you will. No, you will. Now, when I study the word through in the Bible, in the broader context of the entire Bible, I have picked up and learned that through is one of God's favorite words. Like, it's one of God's favorite words. God specializes in getting people through their hardship. God specializes in getting people through their dilemma. God specializes in getting people through their difficulties. When I study the Bible and I look at the revelation of our God and our Savior, he is constantly, regularly, over and over leading his people through the difficulties of life. It's over and over. Exodus chapter 14, verse 12. Follow along with me. I want to point this passage of scripture out to you. Follow along with me. Listen to this. Exodus chapter 14. Come on. Raise your hand. Exodus chapter 14. Look at this. Look at. The Israelites went through. Come on, someone say through. I'm planning this in you. I need this to go past your mind and deep into your heart. Don't just let this be head knowledge. If it's going to transform you, it's got to be heart knowledge. Listen to this. The Israelites went through the sea on dry ground. Ooh, through. Look at Deuteronomy 29, verse 5. During the 40 years that God led you through, look at this, through the desert, through the desert. God specializes in getting his people through things. Listen, my brothers and sisters, listen. It is my takeaway from the Word of God. It is my insight into the Word of God that God does not promise to keep you from everything, but he does promise to get you through everything. You hear what I'm saying? It is my takeaway from the Word of God that God doesn't promise to keep you from everything, but his Word does promise that he will get you through everything. Remember Isaiah that says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Remember that word, Isaiah? No weapon formed against you will prosper. It doesn't say the weapon will not be formed. It doesn't say the weapon will not be pointed at you. In fact, the weapon may be at your door, you know, your porch right now. But the promise is that it will not prosper in your life. You know why? Because God is taking you through. Come on, somebody, help me out now. Now, listen to this. I want to encourage you with this. Getting through difficulties and hardships is the testimony of every believer in every generation. Getting through hardship, getting through dilemmas is the testimony of every believer in every generation. Psalms 23 verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Look at this word, through. This is the testimony of believers throughout every generation, that God doesn't promise you to keep you from everything, but he promises to get you through everything. It is the testimony. Psalms 66 verse 12. Listen to the testimony of the saints, because you're not the only one that ever went through a problem. We're not the only generation where the world shut down, right? We have believers that testify in every generation, and it's recorded in the Word of God. Listen to what they say in Psalm 66, verse 12. We went through fire, through water. Look at that. We went through fire, through water, but you brought us out to a rich fulfillment. I love what the NIV version says. You brought us out to a place of abundance. Yes. Yes, we went through the water. Yes, we went through the fire. But the Lord brought us out through a place of abundance. You know what? And I'm grateful. You know what I'm grateful about Chapel of Change? You know why? One of the reasons why I love Chapel of Change so much is because we're filled with people that have the testimony that God has led them through some stuff. I'm particularly in love with Chapel of Change because we're filled with people whom God has brought them through certain things. God has brought them through certain things. God has led us through some things, right? I think of Sister Deborah in our church. Sister Deborah and Oliver, Terry Oliver, shout out to them watching right there. God bless you guys. I think of her testimony, how the Lord led her through cancer. God didn't give them the cancer. I want to be clear that God didn't give it to them, but when she called upon God, he led them through the cancer. I think about other people in our church where God led them through a divorce. Led them through the divorce. God didn't give them the divorce. I want to be clear. God didn't give them the divorce, but the moment they cried out to Jesus, he led them through the divorce. Some of us in Chapel of Change, God led us through bankruptcy. God didn't cause the bankruptcy, but the moment we called upon him, he led us through the bankruptcy. Anybody remember 2008? Anybody remember 2008? 2008, I just got out of prison, just got released out of prison, and got released to my wife, Pastor Laura, and I was excited about life. I was like, woo, it was awesome. And then anybody remember the financial crash? Anybody remember that? Right? My wife and I, she was a successful real estate investor. And at that time, she owned investment properties across the United States. And I'll never forget, within 6 months of my release being at the house, we would get letters from our tenants that would say they didn't have a job no more and they couldn't pay the rent. And one by one, we lost investment property. One by one, we lost investment property to the degree we were living in a nice little home, a little condominium with my son Nathaniel, who was like a baby at that time. And it was a pretty nice little place. And I'll never forget, we lost everything during that financial crash, even lost the home we were living in. I'll never forget. We had to pack up our bags and we had to move across town. And we moved to this little place where we had to share kind of like property with other people, right? It was a long way from the condo that we were in. And I'll never forget, the next morning, about 3 a.m. I was sleeping in my room and I woke up to mariachis playing in the driveway. And I was like, oh my God. But guess what? The testimony is God brought us through. He brought us through that place. And you know what? We're in a better place right now. We're in a better situation right now. And the tears that we shed and the problems that we went through at that particular time are over. And we're stronger now. We're better now. We trust in the Lord more because he brought us through. Listen, God is giving you a testimony during this time. He's giving you a testimony. Don't blow it. Don't blow this situation. I really believe, my brothers and sisters, if you trust God, you don't give up, you're going to come out of this situation stronger. You're going to come out of this situation where your vision for your life is more clearer. You're going to come out of this situation with a heart more full of love for God and people. You're going to come out of this place valuing life, man. You're going to come out of this place like I came out of prison, just the valuing everything, just appreciating, just walking down the street. Keep trusting God. Keep believing in God. Now, as I begin to wind this down, just briefly, what does the word through teach us? This word that he's given us, through. I want you to write it down. Put it on your mirror. Put it in your car. Well, don't drive your car. Just put it in your house somewhere. What does this word through teach us? Number one, it is a promise of safety. It is a promise of safety. The word through teaches us that we're not going to drown in our situation. The word through teaches us that we're not going to be burnt up. I want you to get this visual in your mind. God is leading you through this situation, and by leading you, that means he's out in front of you, and being out in front of you, he becomes your shield. He becomes your force field. I want you to get this vision in your mind. God is leading you through this situation, which means he's ahead of you, and by being ahead of you, he becomes your shield, your force field. In fact, the Bible teaches that God is our shield and our buckler. He's our shield, even during this time. I'll never forget when my daughters were little, I'll take my little daughter to the mall, and when we stepped into the mall, she would be scared because all the gigantic people and the lights and the noise and fear would fill her heart. She didn't want to walk through the mall, but the moment I grabbed her little hand and I led her through the mall, fear began displaced out of her heart and strength began to fill her heart, and she began to walk with confidence and enjoying the journey because she knew her daddy was leading her. That's what happens when we get this revelation that God is leading us through. He becomes our promise of safety. Lastly, what does this word through teach us? It teaches us that our trials are temporary. It's a promise of temporary. Someone say temporary. In God's eyes, our situations are but seasons in our life. In God's eyes, our problems are but seasons or phases in our life. In God's eyes, through the eyes of eternity, every situation you go through has an expiration date on it. Are you following along? That's why the Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but guess what? Joy comes in the morning. How long does weeping endure for? It may endure for a night. What does that mean? It's temporary. And guess what? Joy comes in the morning. This is why, my brothers and sisters, get this. Get this. You do not make permanent decisions off temporary situations. Listen, we're in a national emergency. We're in a global emergency. Whatever you do during this time, do not make permanent decisions, because this situation is temporary and God is taking us through it. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? One of the verses that has strengthened my faith when I've gone through hell and high water in my life is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I'm going to point something out to you on the monitor. I want you to kind of see this, because I want to point something out to you. This is one of my favorite scriptures right here that really kind of strengthened my heart through the years, because I've been through some hell in life, not just one phase of hell. I've been through several seasons of hell, and this scripture right here strengthened me. So I want to kind of give it to you as we kind of wind it down this morning. Listen, I encourage you to memorize this verse. Listen to this. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Listen to this. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Someone say moment. Someone, come on. Someone say moment. That moment implies temporary, right? Everything that goes on in your life, that season of difficulty, they're all are temporary. Now listen to this. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Look at this. Listen, I'm going to reveal to you. I'm going to give you a mystery. I'm going to give you a mystery in the kingdom of God. So lean into this. Lean into this. Listen to what the scripture says. It says, it is working for us. Working for us. Working for us. Listen, I'm about to tell you a mystery, okay? I'm about to tell you a mystery. One of the advantages you have as a follower of Jesus Christ is that everything that enters into your life serves you. Every situation, difficult situation that enters into your life works for you. One of the advantages that you have as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't care how hard it is, I don't care how bleak it is, listen, you have an inside scoop. Anything that enters into your life serves you, works for you. Every situation serves you as a believer. We can have confidence in this. Now, you ain't going to understand it the moment you're in it. And God ain't going to let you see the entire picture. That's why we are to live by faith and not by sight. You're not going to understand it. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, understanding comes later. Sometimes understanding comes later. But you can best believe every situation that enters into your life serves you. It serves you. It works for you. It is God working something out in your life. Now let me show you the next verse. Look at verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, right? Everything in our natural eyes, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. Someone say temporary. Someone say temporary. You know what that word temporary means? It means subject to change. Subject to change. Everything you see in your natural eye is subject to change. This is the advantage of the believer. We have the inside scoop that whatever we see with our natural eye is subject to change. This is why you don't make permanent decisions off temporary situations. It's subject to change. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Listen, my brothers and sisters, the natural man only operates off what he or she sees and feels. The believer operates by faith. The natural man can only think and move as much as they can see or feel. Not the believer. We have the advantage. We have what we call faith. We have the advantage of faith, and faith sees the invisible, and faith believes the impossible. Get this in your spirit. Faith sees the invisible. This is why I can say you're going to come out of this on top. This is why I can say you're going to come out of this better. This is why I can say you can come out of this, you're going to come out of this stronger if you continue to trust in God and you don't give up. You know why? Because faith sees the invisible and believes the impossible. So don't ever govern your life on only what you could see or fear, feel. Now, I've shared this story with our church before, but I want to close this off with you. I want to give you this as a gift. I remember when I was in prison with a life sentence, and in California, when you get a life sentence, it's actually what they call an indeterminate sentence, meaning you don't have a release date, meaning you could spend the rest of your life in prison. You don't know when you're going to go home or if you're going to go home. And I remember my wife, who was my girlfriend at that time, Laura, she would visit me almost every week. She would come visit me. She started off visiting me in the county jail. I remember God bless her. She visited me in the Los Angeles County Jail. God bless that lady. Behind the glass, too. And she visited me in Norwalk Youth Prison. And then she went to Chino Youth Prison that she came and visited me, Gospel Light Chapel over there in YTS. She would visit me. She would bring me a banana cream pie almost every weekend. And then when I got transferred to state prison, she went to Chino State Prison. She went to Ironwood State Prison. She went to Chuckawalla State Prison. Almost every week she would visit me while I had this indeterminate sentence. We got married at the age of 21 years old in the visiting hall at Ironwood State Prison. And we had faith that I was going to go home, but we didn't know when or we didn't know how. But in the process of walking with the Lord gave us this phrase that I want to give to you. Almost every time we would see each other at visiting or we'll call each other on the phone, we would always, almost always, end our conversation by saying, "We're one day closer to being together again." Almost every time we would hang up, before we'd hang up, or almost every time we would separate at the visiting and prison, we would say this to each other. We would prophesy to each other. We would speak this into our life. We'd say, "We're one day closer to being together again. We're one day closer to fulfilling our dreams together. We're one day closer to having a family." At that time, we didn't have no kids. And so we would be like, "We're one day closer to having children. We're one day closer to having our own home. We're one day closer to serving the Lord together in society. We're one day closer, one day closer, one day closer, man." And we would say that almost every week, almost every time we talked to each other before we hung up the phone. We are one day closer. We are one day closer. And I want to tell you today, my brothers and sisters, God gave us that word, and that word strengthened me in the midst of hell and high water. When I was in the midst of fire and they were telling me I was never going to go home and they were laughing at me saying I was going to die in prison like everybody else, I was like, "No, no, no. I'm one day closer to going home. I'm one day closer to being paroled. I'm one day closer to fulfilling my dreams. I'm one day closer to walking out this Chuckawalla Valley State Prison to the glory of God. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know deep in my heart we are one day closer." And listen, that strengthened us to wake up another day, put on our clothes and go to school and go to work. Strengthened us to wake up another day and fight the good fight of faith. And beloved, this morning, I want to give it to you. I want to give you this word of prophecy, if I may. I want to give you this word that the Lord gave me. You are one day closer to getting your life back. You are one day closer to going back to work. You are one day closer to be reunited with your family. You are one day closer to becoming totally healed in your body. You are one day closer to working again. You are one day closer to going out and doing what God has called you to do. You are one day closer to your son serving the Lord. You are one day closer to your daughter being delivered and serving the Lord with all her life. You are one day closer. In Chapel of Change, listen, I want to tell all y'all, We are one day closer to being reunited in glorious fashion to the glory of God. And that, I don't know when it's going to happen, and I can't tell you how it's going to happen, but one night we're all going to gather, God willing, in this sanctuary, and we're going to fill this place up, and we're going to have a Holy Ghost party to the glory of God. And I want to let you know, we are one day closer. One day closer. Put that in your spirit. Wake up with it every day. Tomorrow, I'm one day closer, one day closer, one day closer. Let us bow our heads in the presence of the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Let's bow our heads for a moment of reflection. It is our tradition to reflect upon the word of the Lord. So I want to invite you right now, wherever you're at, let's bow our heads in our heart just to pause and reflect upon the word, just for a couple moments. Let's bow our heads. Think about, what was the Lord trying to tell you? Your eyes closed, with everybody's eyes closed, think about what the Lord was trying to tell you through this message. Let's pause. Let's meditate and reflect. If anybody's out there with your head remain bowed and your heart bowed, if there's anybody out there that needs to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to do two parts of this altar call. I'm going to do an altar call of salvation and rededication, and then I'm going to do an altar call of strength. I want to pray for somebody for strength. Don't log out until we close with a blessing. We're almost done. Don't log out until we close with a blessing. Two parts of this altar call. Maybe you've been listening to me and you feel the Holy Spirit tugging in your heart, and you're not right with God. Listen, the Lord has allowed this world to be shut down to get your attention. To get your attention. And there's a reason why you're looking at me right now. It's because God wants you. He loves you. The Lord Jesus gave his life so that you might be saved, delivered, and set free. So if you're out there today, and you're apart from God, and you need to surrender to the Lord for the first time, or rededicate your life to the Lord. Maybe you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. I want to act by an act of faith. Just lift up your hand right where you're at. Lift up your hands right where you're at. If you're close by your monitor, if you're able, as an act of faith, just touch that monitor if you're able. If you're able to touch that monitor or that screen on your phone, just touch it as a point of contact. Lord is going to come into your heart right now. You're going to surrender to Jesus. Touch that monitor if you're able. If you're able, touch that monitor. If you're not, just lift your hand towards the monitor. Space does not impede the power of God. He's going to save you right where you're at. If you got your hand lifted up and you need salvation, I want you to say this prayer with me from your heart. Don't just repeat it. Don't just repeat it, but mean it from your heart. And the promise of the Lord is, he who calls upon the name of the Lord shall not be put to shame. That's the word of the Lord. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're going to call upon the name of the Lord together. If you lifted up your hand for salvation or rededication, say this prayer with me. Lord God, I am sorry. I messed up. Please forgive me. I turn from you, but this morning I repent. I turn from my sins and I surrender to you, Jesus, as my Savior, as my Lord. Come into my heart, lead me, and guide me. In Jesus' name, I surrender. Amen. and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, just remain looking at me right here through the camera. Remain looking through me. If anybody in there needs special strength, if you're out there, you need special strength, lift up your hands. I'm going to pray for strength. I'm going to pray for jobs. I'm going to pray for a financial breakthrough. Just lift up your hand right now. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for everybody who lifted up their hands right now. Father, I pray, Father God, for spiritual strength to strengthen them. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, strengthen their mind, strengthen their heart for these next 2 weeks. I pray that you put a hedge of protection, them, Lord, a protection around them. You already have your angels around them, Father God. And I just pray that they see what they cannot see, Father God, through the eyes of faith. Lord, help them. I pray for a financial breakthrough. Protect their jobs. Make a way for them to earn money, Lord God. I pray for your people. You are the great provider, Lord God. I pray for a supernatural breakthrough right now. Supernatural breakthrough right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen, amen. Listen, if you're one of the ones who surrendered your life to the Lord for the first time or rededicate your life to the Lord, I want you to get in contact with me. If you're on Facebook, you can go to my Facebook page and send me your name, your email, so we can get in contact with you so that we can help you serve the Lord. Or you can send an email at admin@chapelofchange.org. That's admin at chapelofchange.org. We want to get in contact with you. We want to hook you up with my weekly newsletter. We want to help you walk with the Lord. Someone praise the Lord out there. Come on, let's praise the Lord out there. Someone give God the glory.